It is Friday, October 2nd. I'm Sam Cedar.
And I'm Lucy Steiner. Which one of these stories will you be talking about today?
House Democrats are doing their level best to push a vote on a new $2.2 trillion coronavirus stimulus bill, but are getting lowballed by the GOP and the Trump administration, which claimed it had offered Democrats a $1.8 trillion bill that they then turned down. Meanwhile, mail-in and early voting is off to a rocky start, thanks to GOP efforts to continue sabotaging it in Texas and beyond. There are some bright points, but this is going to be a rough ride. And lastly, Amy Coney Barrett's record on abortion may be even worse than we feared.
You're listening to Majority.fm's AM Quickie, and these are the stories you need to know.
Once again, we have a partisan battle over aid to the American people still suffering from a world-altering pandemic. You've heard this one before, but here's where we're at now. Nancy Pelosi and the House Democrats are mobilized to vote on a $2.2 trillion stimulus bill, which is pretty much the least they could be doing. Such a bill stands no chance of making it through the Senate without getting it chopped up, of course, but at least it's something. Republicans, however, don't want anywhere near that number to go through and are proposing tiny crumbs as opposed to the Democrats' scraps. Remember, the HEROES Act in May was $3.4 trillion, and even that wasn't nearly enough. President, however, ever a wild card, offered Democrats a $1.8 trillion bill. The Washington Post reports that that number was too big for some of the more physically insane Republicans in Congress. But what are they going to do? Cross the president? And of course, it's still a cool $400 billion lower than what the Democrats want. Trump's proposed bill, according to the Post, includes $300 billion for a new round of direct stimulus checks and another $300 billion for expanded unemployment at $400 per week. Still less than the $600, keeping people afloat, but better than nothing. That bill also includes allowances for COVID testing, rental protections, and more. But in almost every category, it is still undercutting what the Democrats are looking for, which is something along the lines of new $1,200 checks, $600 a week unemployment, and more than the paltry $250 billion for state-level relief that the GOP is offering. While they haggle all this out, more and more Americans are getting pushed over their personal financial cliffs. There's good news and bad news about the beginning of early mail-in voting. Let's start with the good. According to NBC News, the North Carolina Board of Elections says 300,000 people have voted by mail already, shattering records for the state. Many states are overcoming some early blips to get off to a roaring start with early voting and mail-in ballots. However, there is bad news, and you probably know what's coming. Republicans are doing everything they can to limit the voting access, and the latest example is particularly egregious. In Texas, Governor Greg Abbott issued a proclamation as of today, closing ballot drop-off stations across the state in limiting them to one per county. That means in Texas, one of the biggest states in the country, each county will have only one ballot drop-off point. For reference, before the proclamation, some counties had as many as a dozen. These are big counties, folks. Abbott claims that this is for, quote, security purposes, but the only thing it's securing is Trump's fading chances of winning the election. Texas is rapidly becoming a contestable state for Democrats, and Abbott knows it, as does the local Democratic Party. Gilberto Hinojosa, the chairman of the Texas Democratic Party, said, quote, Republicans are on the verge of losing, so Governor Abbott is trying to adjust the rules the last minute. Governor Abbott and Texas Republicans are scared. We are creating a movement that will beat them at the ballot box on November 3. There's nothing these cheaters can do about it.
Majority.fm's AM Quickie is fueled by JustCoffee.coop. Just Coffee is a worker-owned coffee roaster based in Madison, Wisconsin that has sponsored the Majority Report for nearly a decade. Check out their collection of fair trade roasts, including our own Majority Report blend. And regardless of what you order, receive 10% off your order when you use the code MAJORITY at checkout. And all shipping is free. That's coupon code MAJORITY at JustCoffee.coop.
Amy Coney Barrett is clearly virulently anti-abortion, like several Supreme Court justices. But until now, most of them have had the acumen to couch those opinions in conservative legalese. Barrett, however, may be the first one to just say screw it and go all out. That's because a new report by NBC News shows that in 2006, Barrett participated in a two-page ad in the South Bend Times calling for Roe v. Wade to be overturned and ending the so-called barbaric legacy of the decision. Doesn't get more clear-cut than that. And this comes in the wake of Trump, the debate with Biden claiming, quote, you don't know her view on Roe v. Wade, end quote. Well, looks like we all do now. What's more, Barrett did not disclose this fact to the Senate Judiciary Committee, which is currently doing its background digging on her before her confirmation hearings. The worst thing is that she'll probably get away with it entirely. All the dirt in the world can't stop the GOP if they have the votes. But they may not. Right now, it looks like Barrett's unsavory optics have put off Mitch McConnell from calling for a vote before the election. But if Trump loses, you better believe the gloves are going to come off and they'll make a lame duck push to get her on the court. After all, Kavanaugh had multiple women accusing him of violent sexual assault, and he's currently sitting right on the bench. But when or if ACB gets there, it's good to know what she is right off the bat. With all that said, this puts a lot of pressure on Republican senators running for re-election. She very well may drop out, but again, she very well may not.
And now for some quicker quickies.
Quicker quickie.
After the absolute mess of a debate on Tuesday, the Trump campaign is crying foul, accusing the Commission on Presidential Debates of bias and insisting that no rule changes be made to stop the president from shouting over his opponent whenever he wants. In other words, more pain and suffering await any brave fools who decide to tune into the next one. Sadly, I'll be one of those. Sound the klaxon, we've got an update on the dumbest men alive. The Michigan Attorney General charged right-wing scammers Jacob Wall and Jack Berman with four felony counts, including voter intimidation, stemming from their idiotic scam to set up a robocall to discourage urban voters from casting a ballot in the general election. Couldn't have happened to two nicer fellows. Several GOP senators, including Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, Joni Ernst, flipped sides and voted with Democrats in a procedural vote on the Trump-backed lawsuit against the Affordable Care Act. What this means for the upcoming Supreme Court hearings that could decide the fate of the ACA lawsuit after Election Day, we'll see. Donald Trump tried one more mundane little attempt at voter manipulation, including a signed letter in food assistance boxes given out to needy families. Food banks, thankfully, are taking the letters out, as they clearly violate the Hatch Act and are just in incredibly poor taste regardless.
Quicker, quickie.
That's all for the AM Quickie, folks. We'll be live at noon today on The Majority Report, and then, of course, later as a podcast. Please do join us. Should be an interesting conversation.